Cape Talk from the continent.
How about more good news? Soko Sibiya, the editor at Africa.com, joins you now to give you some more good news coming from the African continent. Good morning, Soko. How are you?
Good morning, Abungile, and to your listeners.
And so we talk about a Kenyan, or rather Kenyans, who are using a radio app to filter fake news. This is good.
Yes. As, you know, working in radio, Abungile, I'm sure you know that it's one of the biggest medium anywhere in the world, and especially in Africa, in terms of giving people information. More people have radios than they have television, than they have, for example, smartphones. So, you know, it's not the information that comes through social media that sometimes needs to be verified. It's information that comes from radio. If you think about what happened, for example, in Rwanda when the genocide took place, some of the people perpetuating the violence or calling for violence were radio DJs at that time. And because people, you know, we really listen to our radio hosts, and we, you know, we go by what they say, and, you know, we it's a very personal relationship that our listeners have with the radio host. I'm sure you know about that. And what happens is that if someone doesn't take the job seriously or basically, you know, violates that relationship, you find that we have many people who are misinformed. And some of the things that happen in Kenya, for example, is that in the Lake Turkana region, where there is tensions between herders and landowners, for example, you find that there are lots of skirmishes, and some of the times these things are perpetuated by rumors. So you hear that another group is planning to do something, but because we're not verifying these facts, you find people get upset. You know, we plan protests, we plan attacks, or they plan other things that shouldn't have happened had the correct information been you know, given out. This also happens, for example, when I think also in South Africa, where we had this thing where messages were going out on social media or on WhatsApp about what certain group of people were selling to another group of people. But because it was not verified in terms of when did this take place, is this a picture that's new, that's old? This is when we need journalists and radio hosts to basically start, you know, filtering if this is true, if this is not true. So what they've done in Kenya, they have a radio app that's tied to a company that was verifying reports that came around during the elections as well. And what this app does is that it helps the listener, when they've received a piece of news, to actually verify who else is saying this, where is this coming from. And they work with a community radio station in Lake Turkana to basically verify, yes, is it true? If it's true, give in more information, for example, on this app. And if it's not true, it just writes it as false. So this makes people aware of what's going on around them and to become critical listeners as well, you know, and not passive listeners who just go with whatever's being told at that time.
Okay, Soko, thank you so very much for joining us on the show. And you know what? I remember reading an article talking to the fact that fake news is one of the biggest challenges that's facing the media industry, because you find that now even people within the media industry do not double check their stories, or, you know, confirm their stories. They just go with the stories, and it can be very, very detrimental to their careers. But nonetheless, it's good to know that Africa is taking it head on. Thank you so much, Soko, for joining us. You have yourself a fantastic morning further.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That is Soko Sibiya, editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com.